France says its special forces have killed the leader of ISIL in the Greater Sahara region. Adnan Abu Walid al-Sahrawi was behind the killing of six French charity workers and their Nigerian driver last year. President Emmanuel Macron hailed the operation as a success in France's fight against armed groups in West Africa's Sahel. Nicholas Hack has more from Dakar.
We've heard from the French Defense Ministry that this neutralizing of al-Sawari, as Emmanuel Macron describes it, happened in August. But it's only now that they're announcing the official death of the head of the ISIL affiliate in the region. This al-Sawari was behind numerous attacks against American forces in Niger, but also against French forces and African Malian forces on the ground in the border area of Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger. He is a significant figure. He was part of another armed group before that, Al Marabitoun, who was responsible for the attack on a hotel in Bamako. But before that, he was part of Mujao, which was a group that took over the north of Mali. So this is a significant attack, at least from the French's perspective. The timing of it is interesting because just yesterday we heard of Mali, the new Malian authority led by the military there, wanting to engage with Russian mercenaries to reinforce their position in Mali and try to fight off armed groups. Now, France has said that that is unacceptable. If that was the case, then they will pull out altogether. We heard from the German defense minister yesterday saying that they would do the same. We know that the Russian mercenary group Wagner is present in the Central African Republic, and there's been talks and discussions happening in Mali. But nonetheless, this is a significant announcement by the French to try to bolster that they are the one there to ensure security.